Yeah. Mike, are you sure that Allie's name belongs on the list of candidates?
Why not? She's qualified.
I just don't trust her, and I know that you don't see how ambitious she really is. I think that you have blinders on sometimes where Allie's concerned.
Really? Let me ask you something. Are you objecting to my promoting Allie, or to my kissing her?
Both.
That's great. I can't believe that you are telling me who I can and cannot kiss.
Mike, I just don't want to see you make a big mistake.
Mistake? Kissing Allie's making a mistake? Okay, tell me what you want. Just let me know what you expect of me. I'm not a monk, Carrie. I'm a man. I do have needs. And I don't want to be alone anymore. I want to share my life with someone. Someone who is available. Can you understand that?
Yes. But Allie, she's not the one.
What kind of game are we playing? What do you want me to do now? Beg? You want me to get down on my knees? Or do you want me to pine away for the rest of my life over something I can never have? Is that what you want?
This isn't about me, Mike. It's not about us.
The hell is it? Allie's not the only woman I've kissed in recent memory, is she? I kissed you, Carrie. And I've never felt anything like it. But it was a mistake. Because I know what we have to be to each other. I'm not going to tear your life apart. I'm not going to hurt everybody that you know. So we're apart. And that's the way that we have to be. So please, just let me live my life. If I make a mistake with Allie, then I make a mistake with Allie. It's my mistake.
No, that's where you're wrong, Mike. If you make Allie head nurse, the whole hospital will be affected, and it is my job to protect this hospital's good name.
How is Allie going to give the hospital a bad name?
Mike, you are not just a man. You are the administrative leader of this hospital, and you have an obligation to keep your personal life separate from the hospital. And the way you and Allie keep carrying on, well, it just wouldn't look good, Mike.
Oh, so you think that she's using me to get the job?
Yes. I'm sorry, but that's what I think.
She offered to take her name off the list.
What?
Yeah. She offered to withdraw it, and I wouldn't let her. So if you don't think that we can separate our professional lives from our personal lives, you're wrong. I can, and Allie can, but you know what? I'm beginning to wonder if maybe you can't.
Of course I can't, Mike. Mike, you don't understand. You can't see Allie for who she really is.
Carrie, please. Just stop. You have no say in my personal life. And as for selecting a new head nurse, if I decide on Allie, it will be because she's the most qualified. And that'll be the only factor.
Sorry, am I interrupting?
No.
Oh, I just got off duty and I wondered if you were ready to go.
Yeah. Yep. Sounds good.